Rapidly receding sea ice in the Bering Strait west of Alaska means new business opportunities. The prospect of more and easier marine traffic is expected to bolster energy exploration, fishing, shipping, and even tourism over the next decade. But with infrastructure in the Arctic still very sparse, many of those industries will remain based in Seattle and Tacoma, says Nils Andreasen. He's the executive director of the Institute of the North, a think tank focused on energy and transportation policy in the Arctic. His group helped line up speakers for the Seattle conference from the maritime industries as well as government agencies such as the U.S. Coast Guard and NOAA.
So we're hoping to have a robust conversation about the overall landscape when it comes to response capacity, to really talk as a maritime community about not just the promise, but the challenges and the risks and the plans in place to overcome them.
A big concern for many at the conference is the Coast Guard's outdated fleet of icebreakers and the lack of deep-sea ports in the Arctic. With federal budgets tight, there are no easy answers. But the Seattle meeting includes brainstorming sessions on ideas such as private sector involvement, with the aim of developing good policies to prepare for increased traffic in one of the harshest places on Earth. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.